Sometimes, things work out so perfectly that even I am amazed. I received an email on Friday from a woman looking for help setting up the perfect evening for her darling husband. You see, they'd shared their fantasies with each other, growing more and more confident over time that they were on the right path. The things that turned the husband on also worked for the wife. They have great sexual chemistry. The fantasy that she was looking for help with was when they'd had a lot of fun exploring together, but she was ready to bring their fantasy life into reality. She wanted my help driving her husband insane with lust and helping him get totally comfortable with the idea of her going out with, and ultimately being intimate with, other men. So I chatted with dear husband, probing and inquiring about his fantasies, what turns him on, what he likes about the idea of his wife sucking the cock of another man, making him into a cuckold husband. He was amazingly honest, letting me know that he likes the messy mixture of emotions, the worry, the arousal, the embarrassment, the tension in knowing that his hot wife is out doing all sorts of amusing things with other men. We finished up our call on a very good note. A dash of cuckold humiliation, some descriptive visuals. His wife would come home and kiss him with the same lips that were just then wrapped around another man's cock, and ended by describing in deep detail exactly what she was doing and how. I got a set of emails on Saturday from each of them, letting me know that she did indeed go out that Friday night, suck off another man. Once she got home again that evening, she had him tell her all about his phone sex adventure with me, and then she shared her adventures. They both had amazing fun with their very first experience as a cuckold couple, and I'm incredibly happy and glad to have been a part of it. This has been Harper at www.fetishphonesexblog.com. You can call me at any time. I'll be more than happy to help you with your cuckold adventure at 1-800-601-7259. Don't forget to ask for Harper.